Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your hosts, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts, Deb, Nola, and Sam. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the Angel Empowerment Podcast Show, live here on Transformational Talk Radio. My co-host tonight is Nola Peacock, and we are excited to talk about love and nurture. And we're going to be working and talking about a saint tonight versus an archangel. So we're really going to work and connect with Saint Bridget tonight. So I'm really looking forward to that, Nola. Right?
BTS.
Mm-hmm. You know, February, we think February, the month of love. And so let's start the February month with Saint Bridget, because she is definitely love and compassion. So I'm going to start. I want to give a little history of my relationship with St. Bridget and the vibration of St. Bridget. You know, I had heard of St. Bridget over the years, but really didn't understand the story behind St. Bridget until I was in Ireland and Maria and I were doing our very first Celtic Angel tour back in 2013. And we were on the bus, the tour bus, and we were headed to the St. Bridget's Well, and our bus driver started to talk about St. Bridget and the connection and why she's, you know, she's celebrated on February 1st. And in that process, he says, St. Bridget was born and passed away on February 1st. So she was born on the first day, passed away on the same, on her birthday. And I looked at my mom, because my mom was traveling with me on the first, she was on the bus, and I looked at her and I said, well, that's interesting, Mom, because we'd already been told that my birth name, Cindy, in Gaelic, was Bridget. And I said to Mom, did you know any of this when you named me Cindy? Because my birth date is February 1st. So here we were sitting on the bus going, oh, well, I think I got a little bit of a connection with St. Bridget, and I'd like to really learn more. So that started my connection with St. Bridget. And ever since that day, I bought a St. Bridget's cross on that tour, and I've never taken it off. So I am definitely, you know, I work with the angels, I'm connected with the divine, but I am definitely connected with St. Bridget. So February, to me, is also the month of St. Bridget. And it's my birthday month. So it's a great month. Right, Nola?
Yes, it is. It is.
So,
and you get to celebrate all month, right?
And was Deb's birthday, our other co-host, was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before.
So she's another February birthday too. So when you think St. Bridget, Nola, you know, before I read a little bit of description of her, but what do you think of when you connect with St. Bridget?
Well, I just get, you know, the feeling or the sense of love and compassion and nurturing. And I think, like, especially for ourselves, right? Remembering that. And like, she helps, at least for me, the let go of judgment. And that's both, you know, for other people, but mostly for myself, right? Because we can be really hard on ourselves. So yeah, I like to call on her when I'm, you know, when starting to go down that rabbit hole and, you know, being negative. It's like, you know, help me turn this around. And,
mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm going to just share with our listeners. And this comes from my friend, Maria O'Farrell Carr, who gave me this kind of message around St. Bridget to be able to share. She did this a few years ago. So St. Bridget's Day is a Gaelic traditional festival marking the beginning of spring. It is held on February 1st, which is about halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. Historically, it was widely observed throughout Ireland. Bridget, meaning fiery arrow or power, is often called the triple goddess or the triple mother. She was goddess of poets, feminine crafts, the hearth, martial arts, healing, and inspiration. She who gives hope and new beginnings. The Celtic Church could not replace her, so they absorbed her as the foster mother of Christ and as Saint Bridget, the daughter of Druid Dugal the Brown. Bridget is very like the Greek goddess Athena, the goddess of wisdom, yet she also has the nurturing warmth of the heart, the home, and the hearth within her. Saint Bridget lived from 4050 to 525, and she died in the 525 on the same date she was born, February 1st. She is the lady of healing waters, wells, and springs. Many wells in Ireland are dedicated to Bridget, and the waters are believed to be blessed with the healing grace of the lady. With this energy, Bridget brings remembrance of our oneness and is an awesome affirmation of the eternal essence of the divine feminine. Some of her symbols and correspondences include fire, sparks of fire, candles, forges, hearth, sunrise, sunbeams, springs and wells, oak trees, acorns, lambs and ewes, dairy cows, milk, spears and arrows, the list keeps going on, snowdrops, blackberries, ivy, crocuses, clover, heliotrope, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, heather, and the color green, white, black, red, and yellow. St. Bridget's cross and the corn dolls. Goddess Bridget is an all-encompassing aspect of the divine feminine and remembrance of our divine power. Goddess Bridget is a devoted and steadfast ally to any and all who call upon her. On February 1st, I invite you to spend some time by, well, that's, you know, we talk about what traditionally we do on February 1st, but that's a long readout of giving a little bit of history of St. Bridget. I think for me on, you know, what really stood out was because I went to the St. Bridget's well the first time energetically I connected to her, but I get such a sense of compassion and that love and the healing waters. So when I connect with St. Bridget, it's also an aspect of healing, an aspect of love and compassion. Those are my three main things. But like, as you said, Nola, you know, she really helps you with that stop and self-judgment, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Compassion for me, right? That, so it's still, yeah.
And, you know, I could, for all of our Irish listeners or Irish descent, I could definitely be getting this wrong because I remember our bus driver, Michael, and I send him so much love. I just, that man was amazing. And he taught that on February 1st, they would make a new, his family would make a new St. Bridget's cross. And so it was made traditionally and would replace an old above the door. And another thing they used that for was for protection. Okay, so I wish I could remember the name because one of the tours, Marie arranged for us to actually make the St. Bridget's cross traditionally, and I can't remember what, if she was on, she'd be able to tell me what they make it out of. But I remember him saying that it was his youngest son that each year made a new St. Bridget's cross. So they would remove the old and place a new with new energy. And so February 1st is celebrated in Ireland. And I, of course, for me, I thought, well, that is no coincidence that I've so been drawn to Ireland my whole life. And here, you know, February 1st. So my mom went, wow, I named you Cindy, having no clue that that was also referred to as Bridget. And it was St. Bridget's birthday, my birthday. So that's kind of cool. So what else do we, here we're going into February, Nola, and it is our month of love, right?
Yeah.
So what do we want to share with our listeners around nurturing and love? What's your go-tos?
Well, I think for me, I mean, as long as I can remember, I've always thought of, you know, February as the month of love. And I remember hearing, you know, as a teenager or early 20s, right? And people would not like it because, you know, Valentine's Day and they didn't have a date or something. And I don't, it was never like that for me. I thought, okay, this is the month of love. And how can I just show anybody that I love, you know, that I do care? And so, you know, some of the things that I've done is, you know, send out a bunch of cards, right? Because it's always nice to get mail. But also for my daughter, Krista, I used to put a positive affirmation on a heart-shaped sticky note every day of the month and then put it on her bedroom door. And this year, I thought, well, she's moved out a couple years ago. It's like, okay, but I want to do something like that. But what else can I do? So this year, I've created written out affirmations, and I'm posting them on social media every day this month, right? Just as a way to give. And, you know, the beautiful thing about that is, you know, giving and doing something to cheer someone else up or let them know that, you know, that I care, I'm thinking about them, but it also, right, it fills me up. So I think, you know, that's what I guess I hope that our listeners will get is how important it is, you know, to love yourself up and do the things that fill you up. Because if, you know, if we don't, then we're giving from, you know, a half empty cup, right?
Right.
And it's much better. I mean, I still remember, you know, one time being at an event and somebody had a glass of water and poured it. Actually, I think you've done it at Angel Day once, but I've seen it several times, right? Pitcher of water and then until the glass is overflowing. And that's where we want to be and be able to give from that place. And so, you know, this month is also about, you know, doing those little things for yourself, right? What are the things that you can do? So, you know, whether it's making maybe, you know, a coffee date with a girlfriend or going for, you know, a walk with someone, you know, just thinking about those little things that you can do to treat yourself, to nurture yourself. Because life is so busy, right? We often have a great big long to-do list and we're busy, you know, we get one thing done and we're checking it off and moving on to the next one. And we often don't take time to acknowledge all of the things, you know, that we do. So that's, you know, something else I would invite our listeners to, you know, sit down and make a list of some of the things that you've done, whether it's over the last month or, you know, maybe the last couple of years, and just, you know, what is it that you've done? And it, I mean, it can be, you know, maybe you smile at someone in the grocery store, right? Make a difference. And we don't know, right? I mean, I've heard people who, you know, were having a really bad day and, you know, maybe somebody, you know, bought them a coffee in the, you know, in the drive-thru, right? Paying it forward. And it just totally turned their day around. So, you know, I think when we acknowledge those things that we do, you know, whether it's, you know, I got up this morning or I made my kids breakfast, you know, just acknowledging ourselves and going, hey, you know, I'm doing a pretty good job. And I think it just, you know, makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I agree. Now, since you're doing these beautiful messages, tell everybody that's listening, where do they follow you? Where do they find you on social media?
Well, they can find me on Facebook, just my name, Nola Peacock. They're there. But then, and then there's also a link to my Facebook page, which is Confident Happy Families, because I'm also writing out affirmations for kids. So if you want them, just, you know, simple and related to kids stuff there, you can find them there. And then my website is probably the easiest way for people to reach out. They can book a complimentary call and you know, we can talk about, brainstorm things to help their kids. And it's just nola-peacock.com. So easy to find.
And what about Instagram?
Nola Peacock as well.
Okay. Yeah. Just so, you know, yeah. I'm thinking I need to be, you know, good on you well, to get that going.
So many comments that people are saying now, I look forward to your daily posts. So, you know, so it's a good thing. It holds me accountable. Make sure I do it. But I mean, the beautiful thing is for me, because I love creating these posts, I love playing on Canva and doing it. So as I'm doing it, it's filling me up because I'm picking the affirmations and it's ones that I use myself. And then I'm, you know, sharing it. So it's a win-win, right? So, no, and so that, many things like that, right?
Beautiful. It's mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when, you know, it's my buddy Jaden and I, we just taught a course this last week in our spiritual financial freedom, and it was level 2. And we were really focused on that balance of giving and receiving and really taking a look at in depth wise, you know, where do you give and where do you receive? Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's that as you're talking about nurturing, as we're, you know, this month of February and nurturing ourselves, it's so important and so many different levels to be aware of your balance when it is to giving energy and also receiving energy, giving love and also receiving love. And I think sometimes we can tend to take for granted how much we are receiving, right? Or we push it off as, I don't know, it's, I always like to make sure that I take time to receive, mm-hmm. right? Because I need to fill my cup up also for the amount of the energy that I put out there in the world with the angels, for sure. So,
well, you know, I think so often about, you know, when we get a compliment, right? Like if somebody says, oh, you know, I like your dress or whatever. And, you know, in the past, like way back, you know, I'd like, oh, you know, like this old thing or, and, you know, I think now, I mean, I take them and it's like, I take it in, right? And I think, you know, that's so important for our listeners to remember, right? To be able to receive that and let it land. And some kind, you know, at first it can be a little bit uncomfortable if somebody's, you know, paying you a compliment and it's like, oh, right. I mean, I would turn around and you know, compliment them right back. But now I take the time and let it sink into my heart and fill me up. And, you know, and I remind people too, when if I say something nice and they're pushing it off, it's like, don't do that. Because, you know, that it goes for everything. So if we're used to doing that with a compliment, it, you know, it'll be the same if, you know, if somebody's offering us help or receiving money, right? And I'm sure that that's part of what you and Jaden talked about, right? If we're used to just pushing things away, we're going to be pushing abundance away in our life too. So it's important to be open and receive and let it land in your heart, right? Like just like feel it. It's amazing, right? When you get those special, you know,
absolutely
words or little gifts or whatever. It's just acts of service.
I just had to look at the date to see when Valentine's Day is. So it'll be the day after next Monday, our next podcast show. You know, and so I think, you know, in our write-up too, sometimes because, how do I put this? There's been so much commercialization around Valentine's Day. And, you know, for somebody, let's say they don't have an intimate partner to be able to share Valentine's Day. You know, I send out to all people to celebrate Valentine's Day, because if you celebrate yourself first and celebrate the love that you have for yourself, then it's easy to share love with everybody around you. And so think of, you know, Valentine's Day as, yep, this is, I'm celebrating love today. And then, you know, yes, I have a husband, a man that I love dearly. But if it starts with me, then it's easier for us to celebrate together. And, you know, for all of the listeners, whether you have an intimate partner or a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're on your own, use the whole concept of Valentine's Day, that Cupid love, for yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then celebrate the day. Do something special for you, regardless if you're on your own or with somebody else, with your pet. You know, like any kind of experienced love vibration. That is, it's really what it's about, love vibration. And it starts with our own. Then, if you want to add some extra, you call in Saint Bridget or Divine Creator. You know, the archangel that we use for love is Archangel Jophiel. But you can call in and ask for universal vibration to give you a boost. So there's so many things we could do for ourselves on Valentine's Day, besides the traditional. You know, like, absolutely do something that you love to do, because that increases your vibration and that celebrates you. What do you think, Nola?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's, you know, the part where, you know, I ask St. Bridget to help with that judgment, because sometimes, you know, like, as you said, when Valentine's and how it's been commercialized, and there's these expectations, right? And so if, you know, if you don't have a partner, or, you know, what, like, we don't meet the, you know, the standards, the normal standards, right? Then there's that judgment around, oh, you know, my life isn't, you know, as perfect as other people's. And, you know, that's where, you know, if we can ask St. Bridget to help us to let go of that, of those expectations, and then make the day, or, you know, the month exactly, you know, the way that you want it to be. Like, you know, as you said, I mean, there's all different kinds of ways that you can celebrate that love for yourself, right? Going, you know, going for a massage, or, you know, a special, making yourself a special dinner or whatever, and just, you know, let go of those expectations. So, you know, great when you can call in St. Bridget and, you know, ask her for help with that. And that compassion around for yourself, because, I mean, we're hardest on ourselves. Right. We can, yes. You know, we, the way that we talk to ourselves, the things that we say to ourselves are, you know, we would never say to our friends. Again, asking her for that, you know, help with that compassion, because sometimes, you know, especially if we've messed up on something, right, we can be really tough. So, yeah. Asking. So.
You know, and one of the messages that St. Bridget has given me over the years is I get, because I'm visual and I get flashes of pictures and symbols. And I know I read off all these different symbols that over the years she's been connected to, but I see baby lambs. And because, you know, we've been to areas where we've been around the baby lambs when we're in Ireland, but she shows me the baby lambs because for me, it represents gentleness. You know, it's something about, they're just so innocent and so pure. You know, they're just the cutest little animals that you possibly could ever be around. And it's gentle, compassion, love. And she flashes the lambs in my mind's eye often. And when she's doing that, it's really a reminder of that pure, unconditional love and that gentleness. And so to me, it's reminding myself to be gentle with self. Mm-hmm. And that's, in, you know, if you think, well, what does compassion mean for self? I think of it as being gentle. Stop being hard on past. Stop worrying about future and really just focus on the now in such a gentle way. I mean, who doesn't love the beauty of those little lambs?
Right? I know. I'm thinking, oh, I love that visual.
Well, and, you know, one of the places that we stop when we're doing the Dingle Peninsula, we go to this place and they have baby lambs that our people on the tour can actually pick up and hold and feed. And it's the cutest. It's one of the highlights for a lot of people to be with those lambs. And I get it, because it is that purity of the energy of them. I mean, it's why we love our pets so much, because it's pure unconditional love.
Right.
So, I think of St. Bridget and that compassion, gentleness. But you know, she's got fiery power. So if you need a real boost too, and get into action, she can also make that happen too. But I really think of her as healing and gentleness.
Yeah. Well, and to what's coming through is, you know, if you need that reminder about being gentle with yourself, you know, maybe find a picture, right, of a little lamb.
Yeah.
Have it on your screensaver, or, you know, or even a little toy lamb, and put it on your desk. I like having those visual reminders. It's like, oh yeah, I need to be gentle.
I think we've recently done redone my vision board. I think I'll maybe find a little picture of a lamb, and then just as a reminder to be gentle on self.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Nola. Well, now I know we're going to be coming up on our break soon, but just for our listeners, I'm reminding everybody that the last half hour of our live Angel Empowerment Show is we pull cards and give angel messages. And all you have to do, if you would like a message, is in whatever social media or whatever platform you're listening or watching our podcast, just type your location and first name, and our producer will let us know. You can also phone us in live and talk to Nola and I direct. You can either ask questions or we'll pull a card for you. And it's 1-800-930-2819. They will connect direct. Now, one of the perks to reaching out to us live is our producer will put your name in a little hat, and I'm going to give away today on this live call we've got on February 12th, we have a unique session that's through the Cindy Smith AAP Wellness Center. And what it's called is Messages from the Other Side. And they're our sessions, and you're going to have three of us, so the two different sessions of spiritual mediums. And we're going to be giving messages from your loved ones on the other side. It's an hour long, and you have the opportunity, you can go and book on there, but I'd like to give away a spot. So we're connecting to the other side for you is how I refer to it, to somebody that's crossed, one of your loved ones. So we've never done this before like this, so I think it'll be fun. So all you have to do, reach out to us live and your name will get entered, and then I'll be able to contact you to give you the link to join us on February 12th. So Nola, anything else you want to say before we go to break?
Well, I would like to give away a 30-minute angel card reading to one.
Beautiful.
Of
us. So everybody hear that? Join us live and you got option to win two things. So, and we love giving these messages every week that we do it. It brings us so much joy, doesn't it?
Nola? It does. It does.
Because this is what we do. This is what we love to do. And so think of us as just the conduit for a message from your angel team is basically how it works. Okay. So we're going to go on break. Remember, 1-800-930-2819, Nola Peacock and Cindy Smith. We'll be right back with the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio.
Are you tired of struggling and feeling overwhelmed or being indecisive about your future? Angel guidance can assist. Contact Cindy Smith, your Angel Empowerment Practitioner, for an angel card reading and more. How would you like to gain more clarity, energy, and a new perspective for your upcoming future? Find out more and book a session at cindysmithaep.com. That's cindysmithaep.com. We all want confident and happy kids. Nola Peacock, co-host on the Angel Empowerment Show, works with families, coaching parents and kids to find the strategies and techniques that really work, helping your child develop the crucial personal skills that they need to become confident, resilient, and successful young adults. Book a coaching session today at nola-peacock.com. That's Nola, N-O-L-A-peacock.com. When you feel the world is sitting on your shoulders, or your body is screaming at you to get help or get well, or emotionally you are spent, Deb Weinberger can help you in your healing journey. You've heard Deb on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she can support you on your healing journey. She offers several types of alternative healing, assisting you to thrive in an energy-charged world. You can book your session with Deb at onawinghealing.com. Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com. It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit cindysmithaep.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back on the Angel Empowerment Show, Transformational Talk Radio. And our theme tonight has been working with St. Bridget and love and nurturing self. That has been our topic. We are switching in to being able to give some angel card messages and guidance for our listeners. So, Pacey, if you want to tap Bobby in through the phone line, that would be great.
All righty. Bobby, you are on the show.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Bobby. I've missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I've got a question. How do I connect with Bridget? How do I connect with St. Bridget?
Okay. Okay. So, as you know, as we normally do, get yourself, you know, grounded, connected, centered. And just as when you're inviting the archangels in, just ask St. Bridget to present herself. So maybe it's a feeling, maybe it's a knowing that she's there. Because she's been in physical form, you know, because she lived and passed, so she's been in a physical body. Sometimes her energy can be a little heavier than the archangel energy because that she has been in physical form. But ask for a symbol, Bobby, something that's going to, you know, how I see baby lambs, you know, how I was sharing that. Ask for a symbol, because that will be the easiest for you to know when she is there. For you, I'm going to just give you a message from her. Is that okay, Bobby?
That's perfect.
Okay. The message that I'm, you know, how we were talking about compassion for self.
Yeah.
She's saying to really accept your own gentleness. No changing your gentle spirit. And basically saying no, and stop from ever allowing anybody to try to change your gentle spirit. Like, your gentle spirit is very, how is she saying it? Well, it's almost like it's important. I really feel this sense, your gentle spirit. It's like It's almost like she's comparing you to that little lamb, that gentleness, and really encouraging you to maintain that gentle spirit. Does that make sense, Bobby?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay, I mean, because you can still, you're still strong, your spirit is strong, but it's almost like she's really wanting to acknowledge how gentle your spirit is, and that fun loving person that you are, it's to keep that and honor it.
Okay.
No letting anybody change that, okay?
You got it.
Okay. So perfect. And so did that help? It's basically, think of how you connect with the archangels. It's just knowing that Saint Bridget is, she's got a little, maybe a little heavier vibration because she's walked on Mother Earth.
Yeah, I can, matter of fact, I can kind of feel her sitting off to my left, just slightly in front of me, and it's like she's holding my hand right now.
Beautiful. That is awesome, Bobby. Yes. Yeah, it's such a beautiful energy. And yeah, she's gonna continue to keep trusting in your gentleness, okay?
Okay, kind of like what Ariel says.
Yes, yes. So, all right. So thank you for calling in once again. We always love to hear from you.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Nola.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right.
Bye for now. Okay. Bye-bye. How about you pull a card for Amy in Kamloops?
Okay. Now I'm going to use the relationship deck.
And remember, anyone, please call in at 1-800-930-2819 or just put your name, location, a question, or just ask for a card pull, and we'll do that for you. Go for it, Nola.
Okay. So, Amy, thoughts create outcomes. My child, a gentle reminder that all thoughts are created within you and sent out to be heard in universal vibration. We, the divine, ask you to be more aware of all you are creating through thoughts and thought patterns. And I'm drawn to the affirmation. It says, I create positive thoughts and manifest positive outcomes now. So it's like, you know, Cindy and I were talking about earlier and asking St. Bridget, you know, to come in and help us to have that compassion for ourselves and that nurturing for ourselves and being gentle. So, you know, maybe you need to find a little lamb to put on your, you know, on your desk or picture in your phone or something, just to remind you to be gentle with yourself. And also, I'm getting a little, you know, playfulness, right? Because those little lambs they're very gentle, but they like to jump around and, you know, and be nurtured, be cuddled. You know, they just seem so cuddly. So just, yeah, really, really having that compassion for yourself. Cindy, do you want to add anything?
No, I think that's great. Thanks again, Amy. So we have Andre from Canada, and, you know, there's a question around anything. Mom is helping with kids for the week as wife is on work trip. So I'm just going to see what comes up, Andre. And interesting, because I used a relationship deck, and the card that came up is release past experiences. And so what I'm getting for help for this week, because it's something different for both you and your mom, let go of any expectations. I mean, like, wipe out expectations of what the week is going to be about and really just allow it to unfold and sit in that peace of gratitude that it's happening. But the release previous experience, that card come up for a reason. So it's letting go of any old, what you expect, how the week's going to unfold, and allow for that positive experience and really being gratitude that you have this experience with your mom and with the kids for this whole week. And I hear the other direct, I hear from your angels, you got this. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got this. Wave was away for a week, you got this. So thank you very much, Andre, for reaching out. So I'll let you pull for Dorothy from Dawson Creek, and then I'm going to do Serena from Edmonton because she's a February girl. So, okay. So you go ahead and do Dorothy. Okay. And again, Andre, thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Okay, so Dorothy, change and energy cords in relationship. My child, unconsciously, you are energetically building up and exchanging vibration within relationships. You share a connection naturally through energy cords, which include love. When asked, we assist with removing unwanted negative emotions, such as frustration, which may be experienced periodically. So Dorothy, you know, the angels are letting you know to be taking care of your energy, and you know, asking your angels to help you to change up the cords, so that there's just, you know, pure love flowing to and from. And
I'll add something here for you, Nola.
Okay.
So Dorothy, if you're new to working with energy cords, please reach out to me and I will send you a chapter from my book, and it will teach you how to be able to change up energy cords. So if this cord's come up, it's just saying sometimes we hold old energy with the people that we love. And I can tell you that I change up energy cords with my own children, just because it isn't just about anything to do with negative. It's to do with keeping your own energy intact. It's how we burn out. So if you send me off an email, Dorothy, cindy@cindysmithaep.com, just say, hi, I listened to the call. I'd love that chapter you were talking about. I'll absolutely send it to you. Okay, does that help, Nola? Because I always believe when that card comes up, it's a message that you're giving too much of your own energy with the people that you love.
Yeah.
Okay. Is anything else you want to add, Nola?
I'm just drawn to the blue kyanite, and so okay. You know, that might be something that you want to, if you don't have, that you might want to get a piece of blue kyanite. And it says, "I work with you to release the energy built up of repeated patterns that no longer serve you, keeping the energy of love connection intact. I also rebalance your energy after releasement, creating a state of readiness for new."
Beautiful. So once again, thank you very much, Dorothy. And I said, just reach out to me. I'll give you a chapter of my book. Okay. We have Serena from Edmonton, and she's another February birthday. So sending that out. Let's just see. I'm using the Inspire and Change and Healing with the relationship deck with the Angels and Crystals, one of the decks that I've created. And there's three cards that came here, but the one that is the strongest, Serena, it's beliefs in my relationships. And allow for change. This is a direct message that I'm getting from your team. Allow certain relationships to change. It's like, what are they? There's one relationship they're telling me that you would like some change with, but it begins with you allowing the change. Whatever that means is what I'm hearing. The message from Archangel Raziel on the card, it is, "My child, allow us to bring to your awareness belief patterns which no longer serve you in relationship interactions. Some beliefs may support healthy relationships and divine truth, and some may block positive experiences within relationship dynamics." The crystal is labradorite, and the affirmation is, "I believe I can change and enjoy new experiences." But they're focusing on one. They're focusing on one relationship, And it might feel, you know, and it could be a friendship, and you just might feel stuck. There's something stuck energy in a relationship, but the direct message is, please allow for change. It's almost like you're expecting that there will be no positive change. Okay. And I just want to say, have an amazing month, because this is our birthday month and we deserve to love ourselves. Well, we should all the time, but I love my birthday month. I celebrate it the whole month, right, Nola?
Oh, yes, me too.
And mine's on the first, so I got the whole 28 days.
Oh. Perfect. Perfect.
Nola, anything you want to add for Serena?
No, I think that's perfect.
Okay, so I'll let you pull for Yvonne in Saskatchewan.
Okay. How to best love myself at this space and time. Whoop. Okay. This one just fell out. So, life is incredible. My child, life is great. Reflect on all the good you have created in your life and relationships. Continue to ignite infinite possibilities to be in joy, love, and support in your relationships. Be happy you created the joy. And what really jumped out at me was that all the good you have created. So again, you know, sitting down, maybe making that list of all of the things that you've done. And sometimes I'll get people to write out 100 things, right? 100 successes. So again, it can be little things, right? That you smiled at someone or, you know, but I think when we sit and actually look at all of the things that we've done, so all, you know, all the good that you've created, you know, you may be pleasantly surprised. And I think, you know, that's a great way when you realize, oh, wow, look at all of these things that, you know, that I've done or that I'm creating or making a difference for people. You know, that's a great way to love yourself up and just acknowledge yourself for all of that you've created. And I'm drawn to read out the affirmation for you too. I create an infinite flow of joy, love, and support in my relationships now and always. And as I'm reading that, Yvonne, I'm just getting such a feeling of joy and love and gentleness. So just acknowledging you, I mean, that, you know, that's what I'm feeling, is that it's coming from you and what the people around you, you know, how blessed they are to be friends or to know you.
Beautiful message. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Jennifer from Calgary. And if possible, I'd love a message on how to best love myself at this space and time. Now, before I pull a card for you, Jennifer, practice, how are they? Start your morning out by asking to create an action that loves yourself. So, you know, even if you want to make a commitment, maybe you do it for the whole month of February, or maybe you do it two or three times in the week, or however you want to do it. But it's like I see you waking up, whether you, before you just fly into your day, how can I do an action to love myself today? It's the action that the angels are highlighting. It's about doing something that is in an action state that shows that you love yourself, and allow to do something different. Allow and ask your angels for the support, the divine, however you want to ask. Ask them to guide you and really have some fun with it. That's what, you know, how can I best love myself right now at this time? It's doing something in an action mode. But I will also pull a card for you, Jennifer. And interesting, because you got the perception is projection card. And I'll read the message. It's Archangel Jeremiah. My child, when, due to past experiences, you perceive others or a partner to act, feel, and express in a certain way, your perception can hold them in a stagnant position because you keep from changing your own perception. This is like always seeing the shape of a box and never allowing the shape to change to a circle. So perhaps the angels are saying perception of self. Okay, this it's more about perception of self. So when you're working with the how can I do some action to show how much I love myself, be aware of your own perception when you're doing that. Because they're really focused on, it's because you say, how to best love me, myself at this time, which is a beautiful question. I wish everybody was asking that question. Jennifer, matter of fact, I think every one of our listeners should be saying, how can I love myself at this moment in time? Because that is such a beautiful question. What a way to almost end our show with, don't you think, Nola?
Yes. So,
the crystal is any calcite working with that. But I know the perception card come up because they're really asking you to take a look at your own perception of self when it comes to love. Mm. Right?
Beautiful.
That's what I'm getting. And I love that. I love what a great guidance. Like, really, you know, let's all make that commitment to ourselves. Wake up in the morning and say, what action can I do today that tells me I love myself? I love that. Like, I'm going to do that.
Right. Make it a non-negotiable.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to start my day off by asking myself and my angels, how can I show I love myself today? Like an action. I love that. Jennifer, you don't have no idea how excited you've just got me. I think I'll be doing some posts of that on social media.
Right.
Don't you think, Nola?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. What a great way to start our day.
Yes. So can you believe our hours always go by so quickly. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, giving gratitude to St. Bridget for assisting us and sharing her vibration with all of our listeners. And also letting everybody know that next week, next Monday, which is February 13th, because I said it's a day before Valentine's Day, I will be with Deb Weinberger. She'll be co-hosting with me. And we're going to be talking about relationships and angels. So we're really carrying on this theme. So it'll be your relationships and angels and how they can help. And then also the relationships we have with our angels. So it'll be a combination of both, because again, it is Valentine's Day coming around the corner. So that is next Monday. We will be live. And as always, we'll do angel card pulls. So what would you like to close with today's session?
We just invite our listeners to, pick one thing every day to do, right, for themselves, to nurture themselves first, and make that a routine. And whether it's, what we just talked about, asking your angels to, help you come up with one action, or just making that part of your daily routine, doing something that nurtures you and that fills you up.
Yes. So I will, maybe we still have a few minutes. So I think what I'll do is I'll give, just like I did for Bobby and ask for a direct message from St. Bridget. So I'll just, I'll just do a couple minute direct message to all of our listeners from St. Bridget. My children of love, surround yourself in the vibration of love. Accept, feel, and know. Perhaps at times it is easier to feel the divine love as you know its purity. Allow to feel that divine love and connection in the purest form. and then allow to feel your love for self. Feel your heart center, heart being, with love. Follow through with acts of love and kindness to self and others. To all my children of love. I like that she refers to children of love. Isn't that a great...
That's beautiful.
Yes. And so...
our prize winners.
We have our prize winners. Dorothy was pulled for
the class with you.
Okay, Dorothy, you were pulled for the class with me. And so please, and I think I said reach out to get the chapter. So email me, Dorothy, Cindy@cindysmithaap.com. It's easy to find a Transformational Talk Radio also. And I will send you a link to join us for one of our little mini workshop. And Nola, who won your reading?
Jennifer. So Jennifer. Yes. So if you can send me an email, Nola@confidenthappykids.com, and then we'll arrange a time for a reading.
Beautiful.
I'm excited. Beautiful. Yeah, because she sparked that, you know, take that little action every day.
Yes, we'll be sending you gratitude energy, Jennifer, for sparking that whole action of loving self and what can we do each day. So I'm going to keep bringing that up in the calls throughout February. So Jennifer, I don't even know your last name, Jennifer, but I'm going to say we're going to be referring to Jennifer, who was the one that spearheaded this action from the angels. So Nola and I will, our whole podcast team will be sharing with you how well we've been doing every day to see about making that happen. So once again, thank you everybody who follows us on the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio. We love sharing this hour with you and sharing the divine vibration. So we will see you again at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time live next Monday, February 13th.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to cindysmithaep.com. That's cindysmithaep.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.